Nolte, Woke Nazi Fail as Netflix Invites Chappelle to Mega Stand-Up Festival. By John Nolte on December 6, 2021. The woke Gestapo will not be happy to learn that Netflix invited comedian Dave Chappelle to its giant 2022 stand-up comedy festival. Per the far-left Hollywood Reporter. Netflix is launching an 11-day stand-up comedy mega festival in Los Angeles featuring 130 comics, including Dave Chappelle, whose recent special The Closer was hugely controversial for the streamer. Chappelle will headline the Hollywood Bowl. The comics The Closer, released in October, was arguably the most divisive stand-up special in recent memory. The Closer was billed as the last of a six-special package of Chappelle content for the streamer, and until now it wasn't clear if Netflix was going to do more business with the comic after the controversy. This is important when you understand that nothing is more important to Netflix than keeping the talent happy. Netflix and the rest of the entertainment industry are not at all interested in keeping the customers, you and I, happy, which is why so much of today's entertainment sucks the almighty big one. You see, you have to keep the talent happy because you have no product, no content without the talent. So all you can do is try to create a product that will turn off the least amount of your customers as you appease the left-wing fascists who make up 99% of today's talent industry. In other words, the talent, the entertainers, the actors, actresses, directors, and the like, the people who Netflix must keep happy, do not want to see Dave Chappelle blacklisted. Believe me, if the talent wanted Chappelle blacklisted, Netflix would blacklist him in a heartbeat. This means the wokelash has officially begun. After 5 years of woke MC Carthyism, the talent is finally sick of it, which, as I told you years ago when this fascist era began, would eventually happen because it always does. The talent is tired of being scared to speak certain truths. The talent is tired of having its art restricted. The talent is tired of fearing a blacklist. The talent is ready to be free again and to push boundaries instead of working inside the tight, little cage constructed by the woke Nazis. Chappelle forced the talent to make a choice: are you going to blacklist me, or are you going to choose freedom? At long last, the talent woke, if you'll pardon the expression, up and chose freedom. We are at the beginning of the end of the left's reign of woke fascism. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.